Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodmin from Family First. Is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
How you doing today, ma'am?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks so much for asking. Ma'am, the reason I'm calling you was just to check up on the services with Anthony. Is everything going well so far?
Yes, everything's fine.
Glad to hear that. Also, by any chances, have you been in the hospital for this recent month of September?
I was in during the night time and I came home in early morning.
Okay, no interference on the services. That's good. Do you remember when was it?
No wait, it would have been September. It was this past month.
This, I mean, August?
September.
September still. You don't remember the day, right?
It might have been like, no wait, today is the 26th, 27th. So it would have been maybe like the 13th, 14th, somewhere around there.
Weekend.
Huh?
The weekend, because 13, 14, Saturday, Sunday, everybody
Yes.
was
Yes.
okay.
And I went by ambulance in the later part of the night. And then I was released around 7, 7:30 in the morning.
And the next day, Anthony took care of you, or was it the day after that he took care of you? Because
No,
if the
actually, it was the same day because when I got released from the hospital, I was just as sick as when I went. So, yes, Anthony took care of me. Not only me, but the dog as well. Because I was too sick.
But it was outside of his hours because if I'm tracking it well, if you went on a Saturday, he doesn't have a shift on Saturday or Sunday. So like, I guess it was
But he
probably a
still,
Sunday.
Anthony still takes care of me, you know,
Oh,
Sunday
even
through
though she's
Saturday. We
oh.
live together, so he's there with me all the time.
Okay. And you remember which hospital were you taken to?
St. Luke slash Geisinger.
Okay. All right. And what was it? Did you fail or something?
No, I got extremely sick, really, really sick. And here's the thing. To know me is to know that I have like really bad acid reflux. And I can eat something, even though my gallbladder was removed 20 years ago. I can eat something and be fine and go to eat it again and then I'll get extremely sick. But it wasn't just the sickness. It was I had severe pain in my side. And the pain got so bad that I had an ambulance called. And I did go by ambulance. And when I got to the hospital, of course, you know, they did a CT scan. And I believe that they thought I was on drugs because they did all kinds of testing and then they put me on pain medication and they put me on medication to take away the sickness in my stomach. Well, the pain medication did work for a couple hours, but I was very upset to find out that the pain medication they gave me was fentanyl. Why would you give me fentanyl? And I asked the nurse, why did you give me fentanyl? And she was like, well, it was a very low dose and it was for your pain. No, that's not acceptable. I'm like a heart patient and you're giving me fentanyl?
That's very dangerous.
That was very dangerous because my blood pressure went up to 200.
Oh, Lord.
And they had to, that's why they kept me a little bit longer than usual because my blood pressure had to come down.
My
And
God.
when they released me, my blood pressure was 154 over 81, which is
That's very
still
high. That's
very
high.
high to release me. But I was very upset to know that that's what they gave me for pain. Had, you know, I believe knowing my history, they should have asked me before they gave me something like that. Because when I looked on my chart and I seen that they tested my urine and they gave me a CT scan for my pelvis area. But they tested me. See, this is the thing. Before the ambulance came, a cop came, an officer came to the door. And this was like maybe 9:45 at night, and the ambulance wasn't there yet. And he started asking me questions. He was asking my son questions. And I'm thinking, why is this officer asking me questions? Like, and I asked him, what's going on here? Are you thinking I'm on drugs? I'm doing drugs or something? I was like, I happen to have a very bad sickness and heart disease. I said, and I'm in extreme pain in my ribs on the right side. And, you know, he was like, no, it's just the routine, and routine my butt. So when I got to the hospital, they, like I said, they took a urine test. They took a CT scan. And I don't know what exactly they were testing me for the urine, but they said that it was I had a kidney stone because I had blood in my urine. First of all, if I had a kidney stone, I would know. I would pass it. I'm sure I'd feel some type of pain down there. You know what I mean? And the pain wasn't there. The pain was in my rib. The pain was so bad in my rib going down, I was hunched over. And I thought maybe I got food poisoning or something, you know, something I ate or, you know what I mean? Because then they asked me, you know, about your gallbladder. No, I had that taken out 20-some years ago. And then he's like, well, I believe that maybe it was a kidney stone. And I'm thinking, no, it was not no kidney stone.
They need to do like an echography or something like that in your stomach if they want to know if that's a kidney.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is I was sick for like 3 days after that. I couldn't eat or drink anything for like 3 days. And I'm thinking it was either a severely bad flu, it was food poisoning. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was bad. Because for me to go by ambulance, that's bad.
Exactly. You don't take that risk. Just,
you know, and I was very upset to find out, like I said, that they gave me fentanyl. Like, didn't you know, like, my background? I have heart disease. The last thing I'd want to put in my body is something like that. And you're looking at me like I'm on drugs, but you're giving me fentanyl?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But that's what it was. And I believe that's why the officer went there. You know what I mean? And like I said, I have acid reflux disease very bad. You know, where it can be where I vomit often. You know, it just depends on my stomach. And, you know, but it wasn't even the vomiting. It was the pain. And when I looked and I thought to myself, I can't believe that they gave me this. And then I asked them, well, what did you do a urine culture for? Why didn't you do blood work? Maybe something's wrong. Well, we believe that you passed a kidney stone. And no, I didn't pass no kidney stone. You know, but like I said, I was sick for like 3 days after that.
Mm-hmm.
I was extremely sick. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. So I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with me. And I don't think they knew what was wrong with me. But I do know that I'm not going there ever again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I didn't appreciate them giving me fentanyl. I did not like that. Like, I'm the type of person that I don't take medications, like, outside of what I have to take. I don't put things in my... I don't like that. But to give me something like that, you know, because when they first gave me the pain medications and I was like really dizzy and, you know, I got blurry and I'm thinking, what's going on? But, you know, the pain in my side was so bad and I was so focused on that. And, but the side effects, I don't understand how people can take these kinds of things because, whoa, that'll never happen again.
Man, I mean, like,
yeah, but it was like, I believe when the police officer got there, it was like 10:08, and then a couple minutes into talking to him, and then he talked to Tony, And then right after that, the ambulance came and I went. And like I said, I only stayed there probably a little bit longer because of the pain medicine. And it made me fall asleep for like 2-3 hours. And then as soon as I woke up, the doctor came in and said, you know, everything came back fine. We believe you had a kidney stone and sent me on my way. I mean, I was half asleep when I was sent on my way. And but you know what? To be honest with you, I don't believe it was the weekend. I believe, honestly, it was, I'm trying to think, because I looked at my chart this morning to look it up. I think it was either September 3rd or September 8th. And I believe it was a Thursday. It was, yeah, I believe it was a Thursday because okay. I came home. I got released, I think it was like 7:18, 7:20, somewhere around there. And then I took a, Tony paid for me to take a cab home, and I took a cab home.
Okay, so you were back home on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. They didn't, like I said, when they released me, I still had, I was, the medicine was coming off, but I was still like really groggy from it. But when they released me, I still had pain. And as much as I wanted to tell them, look, I don't want to go yet, I still got pain, I thought to myself, nope, because they're not giving me more pain medications. And so, no, I didn't go there to get high off of pain medication. I went there because I had pain in my side and I didn't know what was wrong. But I was back home because I used a service called Skook, S-K-O-O-K, to get back home. It's a transportation service. Mm-hmm. And I think I got back home like 7:52, somewhere around there.
I got you. I got you.
And then I went, I came in, I went upstairs, and then, yeah, Tony let the dog out for me and stuff, and I just slept. I slept for 3 days. I'm telling you, I was really, really sick, but I didn't want to go back there, and I did not want to be put back on medication like that. I did not like the way it made me feel.
Yeah, it felt, I mean, it's a situation close to feel like abused, putting things in your body like that.
Yeah, my body's not used to stuff like that, you know, and as soon as they put the, because she came in the room and said, you know, because I kept having like dry heaves, like I had to vomit, and I was so, so sick in my stomach, and there was nothing in it. And I, you know, she came in and she said, we're going to give you some pain medications and something to help with the sickness in the stomach. And as soon as she gave me the pain medication, like 5 minutes, I started feeling my head like spin, and I was like, whoa, you know, and I felt like my eyes were blurred, and then that fast I must have like fell asleep. And then I woke up like maybe 2-3 hours later, and they more or less like rushed me out, like, you can go, you can go. We did test, everything's okay. Because I think it was like, because my problem was finding transportation back home, and it was like 6:18 or something in the morning, and there was like Lyft up in the area doesn't work well in Schuylkill Haven, so till I found the transportation service and stuff, it was they came, they picked me up, and then like I said, I got home like maybe 10 of 8.
I see. Oh, I see.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's actually disappointing how the health system is right now.
Yeah, because I even had an assessment with my coordinator, Brittany, and I had to cancel because I was so sick. I just couldn't get up. I couldn't get out of bed. So I really don't know what happened there. But I don't know if it's something I ate. I don't know if it's was a bad flu or if there's even bad flus going around, but just the sickness in my stomach was so bad.
But you're feeling better right now?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, I still, like, every now and then, I got to be careful what I eat because, like I said, one time I can be okay with it, the next time I'm extremely sick off it. You know what I mean? And the acid reflux sometimes gets really bad.
I see. No, but believe me, I'm very happy. I mean, very glad that you are doing good right now, at least. But
Yes.
that was a terrible situation either way. Like, I mean, do you have any way, like, to fill out, like, complaints against the hospital or nothing? I mean, it's a waste of time at the end of the day because I know that you archived all those things.
Yeah, it's, like I said, because of the area I'm in, it is very complicated. It is. Because, like, even with the transportation service like MTM to, like, go grocery shopping, anything like that, I wait 2-3 hours. I actually am going through where I had to call the corporate over that because I'm tired of waiting 2-3 hours for a ride to show up. But it's the factor of Lyft and the factor of being in Schuylkill Haven.
I see.
It is a very, very stressful problem because you have to schedule your rides like 2 days in advance. And I do. I schedule my rides 2 days in advance and say, we're at Walmart and we're done grocery shopping. I sometimes have to wait 2 hours until that ride picks me up. Or if we go to the cemetery, because I go to visit my family at the cemetery, and it's going to be a 15-minute ride, till I just say, I love you and everything. I end up waiting out there sometimes 2 hours. So the MTM service is awful, and I can't express enough, awful. And I reached out to corporate office about it. This is my second time of complaining about it. And I did an interview with them over that, like, last week. And she says, oh, we're going to guarantee to make it better. And no, you don't. You didn't the first time. You're definitely not this time. You can't make it better, so... Because I have non-medical, which is the MTM, and then I have medical, which is STS. But, no, as far as the sickness and stuff, I've been like this for, since I was in my 20s. Where I can just out of nowhere get extremely sick. And I'm not the type of person that just gets sick once. I get sick 5, 6, 7 times until it all comes up and it happens often.
Yeah, that's the story of my life as well. Literally, like, I'm out of work at least once a month because there's always something coming through.
Yeah, and it comes out of nowhere. It's like you're fine 1 minute and then all of a sudden you start feeling the nauseousness and everything and it's like, uh-oh, here we go. I know what's about to happen. And it takes hours. It's not just, I don't feel good. Go to the bathroom, bring it up. You're fine. No, it lingers for 5, 6, 7 hours.
Oh, my God. At the center that I'm assisted in, literally the nurses and everyone know my face. Like, they said, oh, Rodney, you're here again. Welcome. And I was like, yeah, I was here last month. I'm here again.
Wow. Did they ever check your gallbladder?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a part of maybe I have to... I'm thinking about having a nurse getting me, like, a shot of vitamins. You know how they put you, like, on your vein, on your veins? Just to have, like, a shot of vitamin C and stuff. I'm thinking about a cocktail of vitamins to be shot on me. I did it once when I had COVID back then. And, like, it served me a lot. And even the doctors, I always suffer from high blood pressure. So they used to told me, like, hey, here we give, against influenza. And, like, this, against the flu, we have, like, a vaccine for that for all of our chronic patients. So you count on that. I mean, you're accounting between them. So whenever you're out of the flu, because my voice is not this one that I have usually because I'm still getting out of the flu. And they told me, okay, you come to the center and they will give you the shot. So I said, like, okay, I guess I'll have to go because when it's not the flu, it's the stomach. When it's not the stomach, it's the back pain. If it's not the back pain, it's my skin. Whatever, literally.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's the same thing here. You know, it's like I said, it's been an ongoing problem, and I've had my gallbladder out, you know, many, probably like when I was 26. So that's the first thing they asked me, you know, because it could be, and I said, no, I had that out like 26 years ago. But they do say, even though you have it taken out, sometimes you get the symptoms. But I think it's more like the acid reflux and the factor that maybe it's hereditary because my dad was very much like that. Like my dad could not keep anything in his stomach for like 20 years. He was like that. As soon as he ate, he had to go to the bathroom and bring it up. So I don't know if it's a hereditary thing or what, but
Yeah, most of
this
the things are
time.
like that. My dad suffered of the colon and everything, so I know that I may have heritage something. And like my family has diseases in both on both sides, like high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes and everything. So like I don't know. It's a matter of things. My own always said, like, she's a nurse and she says, like, normally when you suffer from a thing from the beginning of your life, you're gonna suffer from that thing until the end of your days. And I said, like, okay,
Yep,
this probably is right.
and that is the truth. Yes, it is. You know, and it's amazing because in my family, it was all three of my sisters, me and my two sisters. We all have the same exact thing wrong with us. Our spine, our heart, our stomach, and our legs. The same exact thing. Except my middle sister, who I was very close to, she passed away from what they say COVID. I don't believe in that, but she died, you know, like a few years ago from the COVID when it first came out.
I'm really
And I
sorry
gotta be
for
honest, Rodney, she didn't die from COVID. She died from what they did to her through COVID. And I watched that, and I know what they did to her.
that.
And it's just amazing, you know, because I have two brothers and none of them are sick with anything, but the three girls are the same exact thing.
Oh my God.
Exact same thing. The heart, the spine, and because I just had tests done like a month or two ago, oh, maybe about 2, 3 months ago on my spine. And I do have like deterioration of the spine. I have discs in my back, you know, and again, all three sisters.
I remember that I was traveling to Colombia back then to visit some relatives, and that's when I got sick. Luckily, over there you need like a prescription for most of medicines, but like literally, I guess that was what saved my life, because you know that during COVID you started like, I mean, people started like publishing like what worked for them, like, hey, this vitamin worked for me, this helped me a lot, this helped me, or like for example, there was a thing called like azithromycin. I don't remember how I pronounce, but like it's like antibiotic. It really raised me up from the bed. Like it really took it, and I took a whole month with COVID and was also in the hospital for like 3 days. And I thought I was gonna die, but I'm still here. I'm thankful for God with that. So yeah, I mean, it was terrible. It
Well,
was.
let me ask you this. With the COVID, did you take the resmerdor medication?
No, I didn't. I
Oh,
remember
that's what saved your life. That is what saved you.
I mean, when I started going to the health center, I was told that no, it's not the COVID, it's the dengue fever. You know, the mosquito fever that gives you dengue.
Oh, okay.
They thought it was that because, you know, like on the blood works that they did every day to me, it was showing like one part of my blood was very low, and they said that's an indication for this dengue fever. And I was like, man, everyone is dying of COVID, so just do the test. And like after 15 days, I was early dying with a 39 fever. They just, I mean, I changed the center and I dared to go to another place, and they did the test right away, and it's like, okay, it's positive. It was COVID all along. I was like, you see? You bastards, you see this? And like, yeah, they kept me all along, but then, I mean, I was able to recover. They did put me something. I don't remember if it was the type of antibiotic, but like later days, like when I was fine, I was able, because I was working at a school, and like, for the fact of being a teacher, I had to get the shots of the vaccine, like at least the 3 shots. But like, I don't know, my dad did never do that. My dad doesn't believe on COVID or anything, but like, he's fine, but I mean, we will never know what was it. I mean, you know how it's the government, pharmacy.
Yes, no, I don't believe in the COVID. I definitely would never get any of the shots. Absolutely not. I don't know what they put in there, but I do know how a lot of people died from them shots, you know, with heart attacks and things like that, because it's sad. It really is sad that we can't trust our government and stuff like that, but no, I don't. I know what I've seen with my sister for 11 days. I watched as she got worse and worse and worse. And you know, the thing is I talked to her the day before I went over to visit, and she was wonderful, wonderful. And I said to her, you seem so high-spirited. And she's like, I feel great. Like, I don't know why I'm here. I came in because my foot hurt, and they told me I have COVID. And then the next morning she called me and told me the doctor came in and told her she was going to die. And I said, what? No, you're probably, no. And she was crying. And we went over that afternoon and we talked to the doctor. And she asked the doctor, you know, why did the doctor this morning come in my room and tell me I was going to die? And he was like, no, we're going to do everything we can to help you. And I was like, how does she have COVID? She ain't even in here for COVID. Oh, well, she caught COVID and, you know, this. And I'm like, look at her. She's great. And then they gave her that medication and bam, right into a coma. She went right into a coma for 11 days. Started with one IV, and by the time she passed away, it was 14 IVs.
My.
And I watched it, and I know that it was done deliberately to kill her. And, you know, it's sad to believe that, you know, for money, that this is what they were doing to people. You know, they were getting paid to keep you sick and to kill you. And I'll stick with that for the rest of my life, because I watched it day in and day out, every day, all day long. I watched her lay there, and I had no idea she wasn't even alive, that the machines were keeping her alive. Never once was I told that. And then on the 11th day, they called and said her heart's about to give out. It's best that you pull the plug. And, like, what are you talking about? And then they blew her up with so much oxygen that her eyes popped out. And they couldn't put embalming fluid in her because she would have turned purple because there was so much oxygen pumped into her. And why? Why? I mean, I broke down. I broke down and I raised a fit in the hospital. What have you done to her? Why did you do this? You know, oh, well, so that's my story on COVID. I really witnessed what they did with that whole COVID thing and how many people's lives were innocently lost over that. And for what? To control population? Is that what they do? They control population?
Yeah, funny thing, the only ones, I mean, the only ones to die was like delicate population, you know, the ones that were sick, the ones that were old. It was,
yeah.
Interesting. It was quite interesting. And I, now that I think about it, I mean, like, I, you know, I told you about the high blood pressure I suffered, but like literally it started like after COVID, after the shot.
And I'm being honest, I've done so much research on it. And so many people reported their teeth were falling out. Young kids, 13, 14 years old, dropping over with a heart attack after they had the shot, you know. And it's like this, not only did they create the disease to depopulize, but then within a year's time, I mean, years and years and years and years, they claimed they couldn't develop something to help with cancer or to cure cancer. But within a year, you developed a vaccine that's going to kill COVID that you supposedly knew nothing about until it actually happened. No, you planned it to happen, and you already had the vaccine lined up to do this to people, because you, what you didn't kill with the COVID, you were going to kill with the vaccine. And when I look at the commercials still to this day, and I think, how are you allowed to put those commercials out and tell people to get the vaccine? No, absolutely, absolutely not. The pharmaceutical companies make a fortune on the people that they have killed over this whole COVID.
I know, I know. Miss Stephanie, right now, I mean, I have a... My supervisor is asking us for a meeting right now, but I really did enjoy the conversation so much. I got some things out of my chest for so long.
Okay, okay, and it was very nice talking to you. And I wanted to tell you, I still didn't get the hand sanitizer.
No, literally, our administrator was late. I mean, this guy was late so much. And let me tell you on the note that I have in here, because I saw that, let me tell you, Stephanie Johnson, along with you, I have another patient that, it's called PPE. It's a type of request that we send the staff have hand sanitizer. And let me tell you that it was sent on the beginning of this week, in this case, on Monday. So you probably will be receiving on these days, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. Well, thank you so much, and I hope that I answered your questions. But, yes, I did get home in enough time, and, yes, Anthony did. And like I said, even on weekends, you know, when I need help, when I need it, he lives with me. He's my son, so he helps me regardless. You know what I mean? If I can't do something Monday through Friday, I sure the heck can't do it Saturday or Sunday. So, you know what I mean?
No, I got you. I got you. There's no problem on that, okay? So, like, as always, Miss Stephanie, if you need something, seriously, this is my number, okay?
Okay, and thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, ma'am. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.